Welcome to the deep dive. You know, working from home sounded like a dream come true for so many of us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Flexibility in our commute,
right.
Maybe even wearing pajamas to those Zoom meetings. But lately,
yeah,
with all this talk about, you know, layoffs,
mm-hmm,
and a possible recession,
mm-hmm,
it feels like that cozy home office is turning into a bit of a trap.
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
I mean, the rise of remote work, yeah, it's had some great perks.
For sure.
It's also created this illusion of stability.
Right.
And suddenly it feels like our jobs are more at risk because they're tied to this digital world, which,
yeah,
can change so fast.
Yeah, it can change overnight.
Exactly.
And that's actually what got me so interested in Art Munoz's revenue, like clockwork newsletters.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he talks about proactive reinvention.
Mm-hmm.
And it's honestly like a life raft in all this economic uncertainty, you know?
Yeah.
Especially for remote workers or people thinking about going independent.
What I find so interesting is how Munoz just doesn't sugarcoat the situation at all. He's like straight up, he talks about rising bankruptcies,
yeah,
consumer debt,
blah,
tightening credit,
yeah,
all signs that are pointing to a potentially really tough 2025.
Right.
But instead of freaking out, you know,
yeah,
he's like, take action now.
Uh-huh. He even uses this analogy of a sinking ship.
Yeah.
Which, let's be honest,
right,
kind of hits close to home for some of us these days.
It does.
But his point is waiting for that pink slip is like waiting till the ship is completely underwater.
Yeah.
Why not start looking for the lifeboats while they're still available?
Right. And that's where the whole proactive reinvention idea comes in.
Okay.
Munoz argues that waiting for a layoff to happen is reactive.
Right.
It limits your options.
Ah.
He actually learned this from his mentor economist, Dr. Gary North.
Okay.
Who emphasized, you know, seizing opportunities proactively.
I like that.
And his point is, by the time layoffs are widespread, the job market's going to be flooded.
Yeah. Yeah.
And your bargaining power is going to be way less.
That makes total sense.
Right.
So how does this proactive reinvention work?
Well,
like, what are the first steps?
Munoz breaks it down into four main areas.
Okay.
First, and this is probably the most important.
Okay.
Diversify your income streams.
Okay.
Don't rely only on your corporate paycheck.
Right.
Even if it seems secure right now.
So you're talking about like side hustles.
Yeah.
Freelancing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe starting a small online business.
Yeah, exactly.
But wouldn't that just add more stress?
You know.
Like we're already busy.
That's a really valid point.
Right.
Munoz actually addresses that directly.
Okay.
He doesn't see these as like traditional side hustles.
Okay.
He sees them more as projects that you cultivate over time.
Okay.
So they can provide a safety net if your main income source disappears.
Okay. So it's not like this mad scramble,
yeah,
if you lose your job.
Right.
It's like you're building something.
Exactly. It's gradual.
Okay.
He even has this thing called the Solo Consultant Empowerment Forum, which is a great resource for people looking to transition to independent work.
Okay, so it's more about building a portfolio,
yes,
over time,
yeah,
rather than panicking when a crisis hits.
Exactly.
Okay, I like that.
So that's the first point.
All right, what's the second point?
Invest in your personal brand.
Okay.
And this is super important in the digital age,
yeah,
where you know how visible you are and your reputation can really make or break your career.
And especially for remote workers.
Exactly.
It's not like we're running into potential clients,
right,
at the water cooler anymore.
Exactly.
Right.
Munoz is a big fan of platforms like LinkedIn.
Hmm.
He's all about showcasing your expertise.
Yeah.
Sharing insights.
Uh-huh.
Positioning yourself as a thought leader in your field.
Okay.
And this can really make you stand out.
Yeah.
Especially if companies are looking for solutions rather than just generalists.
Okay. But isn't being a specialist like the key to success? I mean, I've always been told to focus on one specific area,
sure,
and become an expert in that.
Mm-hmm.
How does that fit in with what Munoz is saying?
That's where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
He actually warns against hyper-specialization.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Being an expert is great.
Okay.
But being too narrowly focused can actually limit your options.
Okay.
Especially in a shaky economy.
So it's like putting all your eggs in one very specific basket.
Exactly.
And if that market crashes,
yeah,
you're in trouble.
You're in trouble.
Right.
He's more about building a broader skill set.
Okay.
And becoming more of a problem solver.
Mm-hmm.
Think of it like having a bunch of different tools in your toolkit.
Okay.
You're not just looking for a job.
Yeah.
You're offering solutions.
Right.
Which makes you more adaptable.
Okay.
More valuable.
Got it.
To potential clients or employers.
So we've got diversification, personal branding.
Yes.
What's the third area?
He calls it learn and adopt new methods.
Okay.
Basically, don't get complacent with your current skills. Technology and the way we work are changing all the time.
Yeah.
To stay ahead of the curve, you need to be constantly learning and adapting.
That can feel kind of overwhelming, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we all have so much going on.
Right.
Where do you even begin?
Munoz has some practical advice for this.
Okay.
He suggests first identifying disruptive trends in your industry.
Okay.
Researching new tools and technologies.
Mm-hmm.
Even joining social media groups or online communities.
Okay.
To connect with other professionals.
Yeah.
He sees these groups as great places for sharing knowledge and staying ahead of the game.
That's a good tip.
Yeah.
Especially for remote workers who might be feeling isolated.
Right. It's like building your own virtual network of mentors and collaborators.
All right. So diversify income.
Mm-hmm.
Build your brand.
Yeah.
Stay ahead of the curve.
Yes.
What's the last piece of this proactive reinvention puzzle?
It's leverage opportunity before crisis. And this goes back to his mentor's advice about being proactive.
Right.
Don't wait for a layoff to force you to make a change.
Yeah.
You know, actively look for opportunities that fit your skills and goals.
So you're thinking about freelancing?
Yeah.
Consulting?
Mm-hmm.
Starting your own business?
Exactly.
Don't wait for the perfect moment.
Right.
Start exploring those options now.
Right now.
While you still have the stability of your job.
Exactly. And he's really serious about this.
Yeah.
He's like, don't wait. Do not wait.
Wow.
He sees all the signs of economic change.
Yeah.
And he truly believes that the people who prepare now will be in a much better position to handle the challenges ahead.
It's almost like he's saying, hey, the writing's on a wall.
Right.
Let's start building the ark before the floodgates open.
That's a great way to put it.
Right.
And you know what's really cool about Munoz's approach is it's not just about surviving a layoff.
Mm-hmm.
It's about thriving in this new world of work.
This has been so insightful.
It's been great talking about this.
We've covered a lot of ground in this first part of our deep dive into proactive reinvention, but we're just getting started.
Yeah, we are.
We'll be back in part two to explore even more of Munoz's wisdom.
Can't wait.
And what it means for you, our listeners.
Absolutely.
Don't go anywhere.
We'll be right back.
Are you ready for some proactive reinvention? Hello, this is Art Munoz. And if you're ready to break free from the corporate grind, I've got something special and free for you that will help you reinvent yourself. It's my International Freelancers 5-Day Challenge. In just 5 days, you'll learn how to stand out as an expert, attract high-paying clients, avoid costly mistakes, and build a location-independent future of financial freedom. Stop wasting time on random advice. Take control of your future and start living on your terms. Visit snapinplacemarketing.com/challenge and register for my challenge. It won't cost you a penny, but could transform your life.
Welcome back to our deep dive into Art Munoz's proactive reinvention.
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking about his strategies for not just surviving, but actually thriving in a changing economy.
And I think one of the biggest things we talked about last time was how this whole idea of proactive reinvention is especially important for those of us working remotely or thinking about going independent.
Absolutely. You know, remote work.
Yeah.
Seems like the ultimate dream, right? Flexible hours. Location independence.
Total freedom.
But Munoz actually argues that it can create a false sense of security.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, we basically traded the traditional office for a virtual one.
Yeah.
And somehow we feel less tied down, more in control.
Yeah.
But the truth is, we're still dependent on that one source of income.
Exactly.
That one company.
Right.
That one platform.
And that's where his emphasis on diversification comes in.
Okay.
You know, you're already managing your own time.
Yeah.
You're already honing your self-discipline.
Right.
Why not use those skills to create a more solid financial foundation?
It's almost like you're using those remote work perks as a launch pad for a more resilient career.
That's a great way to put it.
Right.
Yeah.
Instead of just enjoying the flexibility, We're using it to create multiple anchors so that if one comes loose,
yes,
we're not completely adrift.
I like that analogy.
And this also connects with another point Munoz makes.
Yeah.
About hyperspecialization.
Mm-hmm.
Being an expert in a niche field can be really valuable, but he says it can also be a weakness in a tough job market, which kind of seems counterintuitive.
It does.
I would think companies would want specialists.
Yeah.
Especially if they're downsizing.
Right.
And need to be more efficient.
Well, it's not that specialization is bad.
Okay.
It's just that in a rapidly changing economy,
yeah,
being too narrowly focused can actually limit your options.
Okay.
Think of it this way. If the demand for your very specific skill set suddenly disappears, you're left scrambling to catch up.
Right.
While those with a wider range of skills can pivot more easily.
It's like being a master calligrapher.
Okay.
In a world that's suddenly gone digital.
I like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Your skill is beautiful.
It is.
And unique. But the demand might not be there.
Right.
Whereas someone who's good at graphic design, web development, social media marketing has a whole set of tools to adapt to that changing landscape.
Munoz is all about broadening your skill set and becoming a problem solver.
So not just a specialist.
Right.
Yeah.
A problem solver.
Got it.
And that adaptability makes you more valuable.
Okay.
Whether you're looking for a job or going freelance.
So we're talking about multiple income streams,
yeah,
diverse skills, and becoming more adaptable. And entrepreneurial.
Right.
It's less about job security and more about career and life security.
That's the beauty of it.
Right.
It's not about clinging to a job.
Yeah.
It's about building a career that's fulfilling and resilient.
Okay.
One that can adapt to the changing world.
But let's be real.
Yeah.
Making this shift from reactive to proactive, that's tough.
It is.
How do we even start changing our mindset?
Well, Munoz says it starts with awareness.
Okay.
Take a look at your situation. Be honest about your vulnerabilities.
Yeah.
Are you relying on just one income stream?
Right.
Have you neglected your personal brand? Are you stuck in your old ways?
Okay.
Resistant to learning new things?
Those are tough questions.
They are, but they're important.
It's like taking inventory of your career and your life.
Right.
Not just your strengths, but also the areas where you might be too comfortable.
Yeah, where you might be getting complacent.
And once you have that clear picture, you can make a plan.
Exactly.
It might be small steps at first.
Yeah.
Reaching out to your network, taking an online course, spending some time on your LinkedIn profile.
Those are all great starting points.
And I remember Munoz mentioned that Solo Consultant Empowerment Forum.
Yeah.
As a good resource.
Right.
For people thinking about independent work.
And that brings up a really important point.
What's that?
Reinvention can be hard.
Yeah.
Especially if you're doing it alone.
Right.
Having a supportive network, mentors who've been there, or even just a community of people going through the same thing.
Yeah. Make all the difference.
It's like having a crew to help you navigate
those
choppy waters.
I love that. You could bounce ideas off each other.
Yeah.
Share resources.
Celebrate the wins.
Exactly.
And remember, Munoz's message is really about hope.
It is.
And empowerment. Mm-hmm. He's not saying the world is ending.
Right.
He's saying, hey, things might get rough, but here are the tools you need to thrive.
I love that.
It's not about being afraid.
Right.
It's about being excited to shape the future.
So we've talked about income streams.
Yeah.
Personal branding.
Mm-hmm.
Staying ahead of the curve.
Yes.
And leveraging opportunities. What are some things our listeners can do right now to embrace this proactive reinvention?
The first thing is to pick an area.
Okay.
Where you want to build more resilience.
Okay.
Maybe it's a new income stream.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's your LinkedIn profile. Maybe it's learning a new skill that's in demand.
And it's okay to start small.
Absolutely.
Right.
Even an hour a week can make a difference over time.
And think about the resources you already have.
Yeah, there are so many online courses, communities, mentorship programs that can help you.
And Munoz also talks about connecting with people.
He does.
Who are on the same path.
Mm-hmm.
He suggests joining online communities, going to industry events, even just reaching out to people you admire on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Building that network can provide support, accountability, and even open doors to new opportunity.
It's about not doing it alone.
Exactly.
This has been so insightful.
It really has.
We've covered so much in the second part of our deep dive.
We have.
But there's still more to explore.
There is.
Join us for the final part of this deep dive, where we'll talk about how to turn this proactive mindset into real actions and future-proof your career and your life.
Looking forward to it. Stay tuned.
Hello, this is Art Munoz. Thank you for sticking around to this podcast. If you're still listening, you're exhibiting a unique interest. Are you yet ready to leave your corporate grind to build your own personal consulting or professional freelance practice? I know what motivated me to do so. Having been stuck at Fortune 100 companies in middle management, feeling trapped. But the truth is that, like me, you don't have to stay there. This is the reason why I created this podcast. It's also why I'm inviting you now to join my International Freelancers 5-Day Challenge. It's free, and it'll show you how to stand out as an expert, attract high-paying clients, avoid costly mistakes, and take control of your independent knowledge worker future, a future of location-independent work for financial independence. If you're ready to stop wasting time on bad piecemeal advice watching countless YouTube videos, rather visit snapinplacemarketing.com/challenge. Again, that's snapinplacemarketing.com/challenge and take your first step towards sustainable, remote, independent, and liberating solo entrepreneur consulting, coaching, freelancing, or professional work. Again, just go to snapinplacemarketing.com/challenge and register free of charge.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive. You know, we spent the last two segments talking about Art Munoz's concept of proactive reinvention. And honestly, it's really changed my thinking about how to approach not just our careers, but our lives in this constantly changing world.
It really has been an interesting journey, hasn't it?
It has.
We've gone from feeling anxious about the economy to actually learning the tools and the mindset to not just survive, but thrive during these changes.
And one of the most impactful things for me is how we just keep saying that proactive reinvention isn't just about your career.
Right.
It's about your entire life.
That's such an important point.
It is.
It's realizing that what we learn to navigate economic uncertainty can actually help us in every part of our lives.
Yeah.
It's about being more adaptable, more resilient, and ultimately more in control of our own lives.
So it's not just about staying afloat professionally.
Right.
It's about building a life that's stronger, more flexible, and ultimately more fulfilling.
Exactly.
It's about being free to chase your passions. Take risks.
Right.
Design a life that really reflects your values.
And you know those four main things Munoz talks about?
Yeah.
Diversifying income, personal branding, adopting new methods,
right,
leveraging opportunities.
Yeah.
Those aren't just career strategies.
Well,
they're life strategies.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Right.
Like diversifying your income isn't just about financial security.
Right.
It's about having choices and freedom in your life.
Exactly.
Maybe it lets you finally take that sabbatical you've been dreaming of.
Right.
Or it gives you the financial cushion to pursue a creative project that you've always wanted to do.
Yeah, it's about breaking free from that golden handcuffs feeling.
Yeah.
Where you're stuck in a job even if it makes you unhappy.
Right.
Diversifying your income gives you the power to make choices that are right for you.
And personal branding.
You know, it's not just about getting a job.
Right.
It's about being clear about your values, sharing your expertise, building real connections.
Exactly.
It's about creating a life where you're not just working for a paycheck.
Right.
You're making a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Sharing your talents.
Yeah.
Building a legacy.
I love that you said building a legacy.
It's important.
Yeah, it is.
It's realizing that we all have something special to offer. And personal branding is about finding ways to share that. Connect with others who get you and ultimately make a positive impact on the world.
And then there's the idea of constantly learning and adopting new ways of doing things.
Right.
That's so important for growth, both personally and professionally.
It's about being curious, embracing challenges, and developing a growth mindset.
Right.
So you can thrive in a world that's always changing.
Think about it.
Okay.
If we're not growing, we're stagnant.
True.
And in this fast-paced world.
Yeah, stagnation is dangerous. Learning and trying new things keeps us engaged,
relevant,
excited about what's next.
And finally, leveraging opportunities before a crisis.
Yeah.
That's about taking action.
Mm-hmm.
Being proactive.
Right.
Creating your own luck.
It's about realizing that opportunities don't always come to you.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to go make them happen.
Right.
And that proactive spirit can lead to amazing discoveries and experiences in all areas of your life.
It could be as simple as having coffee with someone you admire.
Right.
Or as bold as starting that business you've always thought about.
Exactly.
So what does this all mean for our listeners?
Well,
how can they take Munoz's advice and start future-proofing their lives?
The first thing is really getting that proactive mindset.
Okay.
Shifting from reacting to things to actively creating and anticipating.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of being a passenger on the ship of life, take the wheel and steer your own course.
So instead of asking, what if I lose my job?
Right.
It's asking, what do I want my life to be?
Yes.
And what can I do today to make that happen?
Exactly. It's about taking charge of your own future. Knowing that you have the power to shape it.
And you don't have to do this alone.
You don't find like-minded people.
Yeah.
Build a support network.
Uh-huh.
Use the resources you have.
Munoz mentions his solo consultant empowerment forum.
He does.
That's a great place to start.
It is a great resource. And beyond that, there are so many online communities, courses.
Right.
That can help you learn new skills.
Uh-huh.
Build your brand.
Mm-hmm.
Connect with mentors.
The key is to take action.
It is.
Don't let fear stop you.
Yeah.
Experiment.
Uh-huh.
Celebrate every step you take towards a better future.
I think Munoz's message is ultimately about empowerment and possibilities.
It is.
It reminds us that even when things are uncertain, we can still create the lives we want.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about waiting for permission or the perfect time.
No.
It's about taking charge and starting to build the future we want.
Absolutely.
One step at a time.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Thank you so much for joining me on this deep dive into proactive reinvention.
It's been a pleasure being here.
It's been a great conversation.
It has.
And I hope our listeners feel inspired.
Me too.
And ready to use this concept in their own lives.
Yeah.
Remember, the future isn't something that just happens.
Right.
We create it.
Well said.
Thanks again for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And to our listeners, be sure to check out Art Munoz's work and the resources we mentioned.
Yes.
And until next time.
Yes.
Keep learning.
Keep exploring.
Keep creating the life you want.
Oh.